Without all the new car models at Cobo Center in downtown Detroit as a reminder, I would wonder whether I'm actually at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, because it seems that everyone at this year's Detroit Auto Show is talking about artificial intelligence, or AI. AI technology is being closely integrated into cars today. A good number of this year's newly released cars are either heavily invested in or flirting with the idea of an AI control center. Among the traditional Detroit Big Three, General Motors released Cruise AV, which has no steering wheel or pedals. Among German automakers, Audi contributed the 2019 edition of the A7, which features automated parking technology. And these two are just among the many who have ventured into AI technology. While it is a big topic this year, many industry insiders are worrying about the fact that the public not only has a vague idea of what AI is, and some are even afraid to embrace the idea, and they say a lot of this has to do with popular media's depiction of AI technologies, and even what people see in the movies. Sam Abosmid is senior research analyst with Navigant, a tech consulting company. At a forum held at the Auto Show, he said, "Our current AI technology is far from as competent as images such as Skynet in the movie The Terminator."
I think there's definitely room for a lot of public education. I think probably most people, when they think of AI, you know, they think of what they see in the movies. They think of something like HAL in 2001 or The Terminator. You know, and they think of the idea of a general artificial intelligence, you know, that can do everything that a human can do at a superhuman level, and that's not what we're doing here in automated driving. And in general, I don't think that sort of general artificial intelligence exists today, or is even really close.
Danny Shapiro is Senior Director of Automotive at NVIDIA, an AI tech company. Talking about the current development of AI at the same forum, he said the current technology is still limited to simple tasks.
Yeah, so where we're at is the AI is able to achieve much better results on a specific task. So in the space of transportation example, again, is that to recognize street signs, one approach is computer vision, where you basically write software to analyze the frames of video coming into the camera and detect what's in there. And so an example is one of our partners, Audi, was working with a smart camera company who, again, had camera chip and computer vision software, and they'd spent 2 years basically developing code to be able to recognize all the street signs in Germany. The approach that we took with deep learning, again, was to feed it data, so the data is what's writing the software. So we put in thousands and thousands of pictures of a stop sign and label it as such. Basically, we instructed it, this is a stop sign.
Looking into the future of AI, Ken Washington, Chief Technology Officer at Ford Motors, said, "The public needs to be reminded that no matter how the technology evolves, its ultimate function is to serve human beings."
I think the important thing that we could really help society with is helping the public understand what do we mean when we start talking around these terms like AI. Because what we really mean is we mean software that can help and assist humans. And we can't forget that this is about humans. It's not about software. It's about helping people. Mm-hmm. In the case of driver assist technologies, you still have a human driving the car, and you're assisting that human. So then it's not something you fear. It's something that you're thankful for, because it's helping you lead a better life.
For CRI, this is Liu Kun reporting from Detroit, Michigan.